what you got cooking this weekend, huh?
Put your head between your legs in the brace position and get ready for another week of bats hitting balls. Balls through nets and off rackets, with coaches blowing up and referees entering the witness protection program. Sit back, relax, and enjoy what Triple M modestly calls the Weekend Legends.
Good morning and thanks for joining us. It was a great win last night for the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, 24 points to 12 over the North Queensland Cowboys, Rose.
I was screaming at the top of my lungs at ANZ. I had to. It was freezing.
Rookie sensation Jaden Ockenbaugh continues to impress.
Cogger gets it away to Ogden. Oh, Ogden's going to be taken. Oh, he pops it back to Martin. Martin's still going. Then he floats one out to Ockenbaugh. He might have gone over in the corner, Ockenbaugh.
Anything else about that audio that interests you, Rose?
Try assist to Reece Martin. One of two for the night. He's outside the studio. We're going to have him for the second hour. He's huge, Chris. I can see him through the glass.
Reece is going to take us through some of the hot topics in rugby league as he sees them. We're going to preview the rest of the NR round with Reece. There's a special guest who will be joining us as well.
Ooh.
But coming up next, Reece Martin from the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs takes us through their huge win over the North Queensland Cowboys last night.
Go the Doggies!
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
On the weekend, there are two types of people. Those that listen to Triple M and those that don't. These are their stories. What? Triple M's Weekend Legends.
You're on the Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. We're footy fans, not players, so We've brought one into the studio, Rose.
This is very exciting for us here at the Weekend Legends. Live in studio, joining us after a glorious win yesterday from the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, Reece Martin. Reece, welcome to the Weekend Legends, mate.
Hey, guys. Thanks.
Oh, listen, look at me, Chris. I'm shaking with excitement. There's a bulldog in the room.
Please try keeping a lid on it. Don't embarrass yourself.
All right, I'm going to play it cool. Hey, what up, Reece?
There you go, big hug as I walked in.
Yeah, did you?
It was nice.
Ah, nice. There you go.
Now, Reece, you did it all last night, 126 metres, 25 tackles, a try assist, 4 from 4 with the boot and an HIA. How did you enjoy the game?
It started a bit rough, but it ended well.
You copped that head knock in the first couple minutes, right? We all held our breath there for a second.
Yeah, it's not the way you want to start a game, but I was lucky to get through it and get back on the field as quick as I could.
And what is that HIA? It's a mysterious process to us fans, this HIA. You disappear for 15 minutes and you come back totally fine. What happens in that room?
It's pretty serious at the moment. I think there's a few people that have been had concussions and got back out in the field, so they've tightened it right up.
Mm.
The process is pretty serious with the doctor. You have to sit down for 5 minutes and then go through all his, he's got an iPad and he asks you questions and he doesn't give you any facial expressions so you answer it and you don't know if you got it right or not, so right. You have to wait till the end.
And do you get a lolly at the end for passing? Is it like going to the doctors? Or?
No, I wish you did.
I'll tell you what, it's come a long way from the magic sponge era. You wouldn't have played in that era, would you? Where if you got whacked, they just sponge you down and someone else would take a drink from the sponge?
Yeah, I've seen footage of that. Yeah, no, it's definitely
I got rid of that. Now, listen, your second win last night. Last week, Dean Pay said, if we have to play ugly football, we will. But it was pretty expansive from you boys last night. Rose and I were both out there. The ball was singing around a little bit.
Yeah, I think we've shown that in a lot of our games this year that we're not scared to play a bit of footy. But I think what we did well last night is we finished well and we actually got over the line and got a few tries where the last couple of weeks we've been getting in the same position but we'd make an error and let the pressure off. So last night was really good to, get a few tries and play some good football.
As a Dogs fan, I look at this team and I see so much talent in this team, but I see a lot of youth. I see a lot of players who, need some experience under their belts. Guys like Jaden Ockenbaugh, who's such a natural talent. I mean, I said earlier in the show, anyone who can run over Cam Smith like that is good in my books. But, he needs that time to grow. What do you see in the Dogs in guys like Ockenbaugh and Lachlan Lewis? There's a lot of youth there that will become iconic players once that experience comes through, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, they just need experience and time, more games in first grade. And, Louis's doing a really good job for us in the halves. It'd be hard for a young bloke, directing, a team around, and he's doing a really good job, him and Jack Cogger. And then Jaden, he's just a big body, big awkward bloke to tackle, and I don't know if I'd like to tackle him or Remus Smith. So
yeah.
They're really good for us coming back off a kick return.
Now, earlier we heard Jaden's try off your try assist, but early in the game there was a disallowed try for a forward pass. Rose, who I was sitting next to, which always takes the edge off the game for me. I don't really enjoy it. But he blows up Deluxe.
I was ropeable.
When you're up 24-6, he's still blowing up Deluxe, saying, we'd be ahead 30-6 if that ref hadn't got it wrong. On the field, how do you have to move on quickly and sort of get past that frustration? What processes do you go through?
Yeah, you know, I think we've had a few calls not go our way, and it's just you can't change it. So, yeah, you just got to get back to your job and make sure we can defend that next set and make sure they can't get a penalty and get them out of their own end. So I think if we just defend that set and we'll get another opportunity.
I love that. That's so mature and professional. You can just let it go and move on with the game. I was just screaming for like 50 minutes after that pass. This is an outrage.
It was excruciating. Now, Reece, are you happy to stay with us for the rest of the show?
Yeah.
Yes. You'll get a Weekend Legends patch that you can sew under your jacket. And are you happy to take calls?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So any Bulldogs fan or, in fact, any Leagues fan who have a question for Reece Martin, 1-3-3-5-3, call us now. Reece will handle all the hard issues. We're going to deep dive into rugby league after the break. You're on the Weekend Legends Triple M.
Now we're back with Triple M's Weekend Legends.
The Legends.
Conditions apply. See in store for details. This show may have laxative effect.
Weekend Legends 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose.
We're here with Reece Martin in the studio talking all things Bulldog. And we put the call out to the fans here about what they want to ask Reece. We've had a tweet from Steve Doggies, one of the most devout Doggies fans out there. He writes, please ask Reece to sign for 10 years. Reece, you in?
Yeah, 100%.
There you go.
Well, we have a contract right here. Speaking of Andrew Hill, here you go.
And we have some callers on the line, 1-3-3-5-3. People have called up to ask Reece some things. Let's go to Adrian in Lane Cove. Adrian, are you there?
Yes.
Adrian, what would you like to ask Reece Martin?
Oh, I just want to know who his favourite roommate is.
So on my away trips, I get put with Chris Smith, but at home, I think it might be Adrian Maiolo,
a different
sister.
Adrian, I'm sure, right?
All right. Yeah, a different one, I think.
Fantastic.
What a coincidence.
Thank you, Adrian. Very great question. Let's go to Tony in Sutherland. Tony, what do you have to ask the great Reece Martin?
Well, Reece, mate, I know I've been dudded by the Storm once or twice. Is there any legitimacy to this bloody conspiracy, Storm-spiracy?
I might be on the same side as Rosie here.
Oh!
No, I don't know. I think there's a Bulldog conspiracy where we don't get anything either. So,
Reece, I couldn't love you anymore, but that's just music. You're the first guy in history that's agreed with me on something.
Certainly amongst the crowd, there was that view being put out there, Tony. At one stage, there was a knock-on call against you guys, and one of the crowd goes, he just sat on it. He just sat on it. He didn't knock it on.
The guy behind me. Thank you, Tony, for your call. We appreciate it.
I had a question from a fan during the week, Reece, a guy called Kieran. He's interested about his kids learning to goal kick, and he said, is there such a thing as goal kicking school?
I think there's a few development, like youth development camps that are going around, and they are doing some goal kicking training sessions. I got one with who was it?
Wasn't Daryl Halligan by any chance? Was it
Hasimel Mazri?
Daryl does it, but he's pretty pretty streamlined, mainlined with just the NRL clubs.
Yeah,
but
right.
Daryl does me. And, I'm doing one with Tim Brown, actually.
Right. And we've got a lot of coaches of young kids in cars and kids in cars right now heading to sport. What's a tip for aspiring goal kickers? What one tip are you prepared to give on air?
For me, I think just that confidence when you're going in to kick it. Just always stick to your routine and have trust in the process and just make sure you keep your head down and just watch the ball go through the sticks.
Nice. I like it. I'm going to go home and work on all of that. Let's take another call. Alan from Lunia. Are you there, mate?
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you, guys?
Good, champion. What would you like to ask the great Reece Martin?
Oh, mate, look, two questions. The first one, Reece, just wondering, mate, the retention for next year, like if you're Lockie and all them guys, mate, have we got, does it look like we're going to be keeping most of the young guys there, mate?
Yeah, I think the club's big on, you know, holding the young blokes in and building the club, just developing it with the youth that we got there. And it's looking positive. A lot of the young blokes that have come in have shown some really positive aspects in their game, and I think they're going to be really good for the club in years to come.
No, that's great, mate. I mean, after all the drama we've had, mate, like, you know, I'm a doggy supporter all my life, mate.
Yes.
I'm just turned 60, mate, and I'm just proud of you guys, and keep it up. And just the last question, mate, what is it in with the Bulldogs, mate? You seem to come up, including yourself, mate, in this category of unreal goal kickers.
Yeah, Alan's 100% right. We've always had the best kickers in the game.
Yeah, I think it's just luck, I guess. I wouldn't consider myself anywhere near, you know, the guys like Hasm and Daryl Halligan, but, you know, nothing better than when I've got Daryl coaching me at training and helping me out as much as he can. And I love doing it. And I think that's when you get good at it, is when you enjoy and take it as a challenge.
Look, I think what Alan is touching on is a lot of hope for Dogs fans. I think you're the least experienced team, 50 games per player, the youngest team, average age of 22. The upside is huge. Just want to leave you with one question before we go to the break, or one statement, actually, and get your reaction, Reece. When we tip, it's come to light that Rose routinely will tip against the Bulldogs, which I regard as un-Australian. How do you feel about this issue?
Yeah, it's very disappointing.
Yeah.
This is a real stitch-up, guys. I've been stitched up here.
I'd like an explanation, but I'll get it off air, and I don't know if we'd be back today.
Reece, I'd just like to really apologise. I'll never tip against the Dogs again.
When he said explanation, he gave that quotation marks. This should be interesting. Coming up next, we're going to go round the grounds for Paddy Markets and preview all the games with Reece Martin.
Reece is death staring me now, Chris.
Triple M's Weekend Legends. More next.
Can you get enough of me?
Please don't. Coming up at 12 p.m. today, Saturday NRL with Triple M with Tony Squires, Ryan Gerler, Wendell Saylor and Emma Lawrence. Until then, you're stuck with the Weekend Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. But we do have Reece Martin from the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs classing up the joint, Rose.
Reece Martin, I was made for loving you, mate.
Yes. I wish I could say the same back, but your tipping needs to change.
Well, I'll work on it. I promise I'll work on it.
I should apologise for the fact that I revealed that Rose tips against the Bulldogs occasionally, but I feel no need. I think honesty is the most important policy,
don't you, Reece? I agree, yeah.
Now, for Paddy's Markets, we're going to go around the grounds and preview the rest of the week's games and get you in on this, Reece, for your views. Today at 5:30 p.m. and Triple M covering this game at Scully Park at Tamworth.
Oh, yeah.
The West Tigers take on the Gold Coast Titans. Ryan James out for the season with a knee injury for the Titans. For the Tigers, Michael Cheekham has been stood down. He pleaded guilty yesterday to common assault, so he'll be out of the game for a little while, I imagine. And I had a hot tip that Luke Garner didn't get on the aeroplane to fly up with the Tigers.
Huh.
Tigers-Titans, Reece, who do you like?
It's tough. I think, you know, after getting beat by 40 points or 50 points nearly, Tigers are going to have to turn one on.
45, all right? 45.
It would have been a tough week for them, and they would have, been glad it was a shorter turnaround for them. So I reckon they're going to turn up and put the best foot forward, and I reckon they'll have a good game today.
I've actually picked the Titans here, Chris. I think the Titans have had 2 weeks in a row now where they've surprised everyone with their performance. I agree with you, Reece, that the Tigers are going to want to make more of an impact here than they have the last couple of weeks, but I feel like the Titans want to roll, and it excites me when I get a chance to tip the Titans. It's not very often, so I'm excited by the idea.
Yeah, I agree. The Titans, good to see that they've had a few good wins.
Yeah.
7:35 p.m. Triple M also covering this game at Suncorp Stadium, where the Brisbane Broncos take on the Cronulla Sutherland Sharks. Jimmy the Jet will be starting for the Broncos, and Tevita Pangai Jr. is back, which is a huge in for the Broncos. Paul Gallen is playing. Is this the game where he becomes the most losing player in history?
Possibly. What do you reckon, Reece?
Possibly. I don't know if that's a stat that you'd really want. I'm sure he'll be doing everything he can to try and get a win, but I reckon it'll come around eventually.
What do you think about the Broncos, Reece? I mean, it's getting close to the fact that if they lose this game against the Sharks, they really are on the bubble for this season. The questions are starting to be seriously asked about them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they've got a good squad there. So, I think they can turn it around. It's just whether or when they will. I don't know. Hopefully, Tevita adds a bit of a punch for them and gets them going forward. And I think they might be able to play off the back of him.
Now, tomorrow, 2 p.m. at Lotto Land, Manly Warringah take on Canberra, a high-flying Canberra. This English import, John Bateman, have we got to ban these guys, Reece, from our game? I mean, they're too good, aren't they?
Oh, he's playing outstanding, isn't he? He's getting through a mountain of work, and I think it's good for the game. A lot of Aussies go over to the Super League and get to play over there, so it's good to see, some of the English boys come over and play in the NRL.
It's cultural exchange.
I'll say this about Manly. We've made the joke many times about how, alien-like DCE can sometimes be in interviews and stuff. But I tell you what, he's never looked more human than when he was outraged last week after the call at the end of the game. He looked normal.
But it was well-behaved outrage. Remember the ref goes, I'll give you a minute. He goes, I don't need one. I'm fine. And then Triple M is covering at 4:05 p.m. on Sunday what has to be a season-defining game for the Newcastle Knights up at McDonald Jones Stadium against Parramatta, where Fergo is back, nose and all. Reece, what do you think?
Yeah, how good was his nose, poor fella? Yeah, I think Parra, they're showing some good signs. Yeah, so I think they might get the win there. But, yeah, I think Fergo, he's been massive. His carries off a kick return, it's just so powerful and so hard to stop. And then just the team just gets a rolling from there.
Mm. You know, for me, you know, being a Bulldogs fan, it was sad to see Clement go last year and go to the Knights. I hope the Knights do get a win here because I want to see him succeed this season. It's going to be a tough run for the Knights.
The Knights have to deal with the criticism during the week that they're the new party town, party boys of the NRL.
Since when?
Something to do with Mitchell Pearce's 30th combined with Kalen's birthday party. Now, Kalen has come out and said this is not true, but he says our problem is we're perhaps a bit too nice to each other.
You can never trust those 30th birthdays, I say. They're dangerous.
I hate hearing about players being nice to each other. So we've gone around the grounds for Paddy's Markets. Paddy's Markets, Haymarket and Flemington, home to all your fresh food needs, Rose, this footy season. Fresh food, get onto it.
Yeah, I'm looking into it, yeah.
Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. Coming up next, we meet Reese's partner, Vanessa McMahola, and we indulge in some wag talk. You're on Triple M Weekend Legends.
Sit back, relax, and let these guys do the thinking. Well, at least talking. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
We're certainly thrilled to have Reece Martin from the Canterbury Bulldogs join us in the studio this morning, Rose.
Oh, this is so very exciting, even though I'm in trouble for not tipping the Dogs every week.
We are the Weekend Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose, but we're even more delighted to have his partner, Vanessa, join us. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Oh, this is exciting. The partner of Reece Martin, this is Wag Talk. We've always wanted to do Wag Talk.
Do you mind the label Wag? Is that all right? Or you want something more progressive?
No, it doesn't bother me.
Okay, fine.
My mum hates it personally, so she'll probably be listening.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, Mum. So tell me, Vanessa, we were so interested to talk to you about what it's like being the partner of a professional rugby league player. Tell me, on the morning of a game, is Reece just cranky as? Is he slamming the fridge? Is he stomping around the house? What's the story?
No, he's probably the opposite. He's pretty chilled. He's got a pretty set routine. Like, we usually get up and go to breakfast at the same cafe near our house.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then he'll come home and sort of have all his, like, gels and Hydralyte and everything and listen to music.
Right.
So he's got a pretty set routine. So if I'm not ready to go when he's going to breakfast, he'll just go on his own.
And what are you doing that whole time? Are you just like, hit the line, Reece? Are you just like psyching him up the whole morning? Or
no, I think I'm trying to not ask him annoying questions because I'm, usually
that's our
I'll be
job.
Talking about things that aren't to do with football and he's just wanting to focus on his game.
Right.
And Reece, what music is it? Like Gus Gould, are you acoustic 90s? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I think it's a bit more head banging, like, get G'd up.
Yeah, right.
Let's go.
now, Vanessa, you're clearly a rugby league fan. Am I right in thinking that after Reece's games, you give him extensive notes?
Yes, definitely. Yep.
What's your summary of last night's performance?
I said to him, I should hit him in the head more often before a game. He's going to play that well.
Yeah, next time, just take a frying pan to the back of his head an hour before the game. HIA, I mean, it'll be sweet. So speaking of that and the injuries that happen in a game, what's that like for you, you know, being his partner and seeing him take a knock to the head in a game like that? Is that stressful? Does that put pressure on you watching the games?
To be honest, I didn't actually see that happen last night. Like, I must have turned away or something.
Lucky you.
Yeah, but like, I obviously don't like him getting hurt, but it's not, I don't really think about it too much.
And what about you, Reece? Do you feel under pressure when you know your partner's there watching you play?
Nah. I honestly don't even see the crowd when I'm out there.
Yeah, right.
Just all football.
Well, to be honest, last night,
there
wasn't that much crowd to see.
There's a lot of blue, but I think it was just the seats.
No, everyone was in light blue shirts, I think.
Everyone's dressed as seats, empty seats. Well, we want to test your pressure a little bit here, Reece. You were excited to come on the show because you wanted to stitch people up, but we're going to stitch you up with the help of Vanessa, if that's all right.
Yeah, perfect.
We're going to give you a pressure test. We're going to ask you some questions about you and Vanessa, some important questions, see how well you can pass the test, right? Because you guys are getting married next year, right? So this is
this could be bad.
Yeah, we don't pass. This could be it. All right, you ready?
Yep.
What is Vanessa's favourite movie?
Not Footloose.
Oh, you're close.
The dancing one?
Yeah, yeah. And how are they dancing?
Like,
not clean, but
unclean dancing.
Dirty dancing.
Dirty dancing. What is Vanessa's favourite food?
Pasta.
Pasta. Beautiful. Where did you guys meet?
In the Cross.
Yes.
Piano bar.
That's very true. Piano room. Do you remember what your first date was?
Yeah, we went to a place near Covelli. It got pizza, and then we went down to Covelli, and we seen heaps of whales.
Right. Did you catch a movie as well?
No
movie. Vanessa's saying you caught a movie. Guess you didn't watch much of the movie, right?
That movie was Looper, wasn't it, Vanessa?
I think so.
So you're able to go back in time, so maybe Reece, you want to loop back 30 seconds and have another crack?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the movie you saw?
Looper.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we'll edit that out later. Any nicknames that you have for, that she has for you?
I don't know. There's so many.
What about the nicknames you have for her?
Yeah, Bobo.
Yeah, Bobo.
Yeah,
I've got Vanessa as well.
Vanessa. Yeah, my little nephew Damani. He couldn't say Vanessa. Only Vanessa. Vanessa.
I like that.
So I come up with Bobo.
So far, he's doing really well, Chris. Reece is passing really well. We're going to do one last one. Vanessa, close your eyes for me. What color are Vanessa's eyes?
Blue.
Vanessa? Yeah! He had a good hug. You know what? I would if they asked me to ask my partner's eye colour as well, I would stop and really think about it as well. Because if you get that one wrong, you're done, Ski. Yeah,
I am declaring this relationship 100% rock solid.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Guys, stay with us. We're going to take you through what you might have missed in the world of sport in a very imaginatively titled segment called What Did I Miss?
Triple M's Weekend Legends. More in a minute.
Yeah. Weekend Legends. Oh, here he goes.
Thank you, Sydney. Thank you, Reece Martin. Yeah.
Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. There's so much sport to watch, so little time. So now we've got...
Wait, what?
What did I miss?
Well, first of all, Reece, what I missed was a shout-out to Corey Hoerenara yesterday. Man of the match, two tries, Anzac medal. Fantastic game from Corey. He was quite emotional, I think.
Yeah, he played outstanding last night. It was really good to see. He's been showing some... good intent in the last couple of games, and it's really good to see that he's got a few meat pies.
Yeah.
What I got wrong last week was I said the Super Netball started last week. It starts this weekend.
Oh, how dare you?
Yes, and tomorrow at Sunday 1 p.m. at Qdos Bank Arena, the derby between Giants Netball and the New South Wales Swifts.
Chris, I want to take you up to Brisbane if you missed this. Matt McKay, who's an iconic player for the Brisbane Roar, had his last game over the weekend. And the Wally Lewis statue that's outside of Suncorp Stadium, someone put a Brisbane Roar jersey on Wally Lewis, right? I have some questions because he's holding up the Origin trophy. How they got that jersey on him, I have no idea. But the security took it off him within a minute. They took it off the jersey off the guy. Can you believe that, Reece?
No, that's very unfortunate. I reckon that Wally would have looked good in a Roars jersey.
Yeah, and they asked Wally, and he said, let him do it. What's the problem?
Well, he's the king.
Shame on you, Suncorp.
Boo!
Boo!
Now, Reece and Vanessa, good news if you have aspirations to... travel as a result of your rugby league career, Reece, because they've just announced that they played their first ever rugby league games in Belarus.
They had
a four-team nines tournament in Rachista, who is in Belarus. They took on Kiev and Rivne from the Ukraine and a team from Moscow. Rivne was the winner. Could you see yourself in a Rivne jersey sometime, Reece?
I don't know if I'd fit in.
How about this one? How about this one? Nick Kyrgios. We all know Nick Kyrgios. Whether we love him or hate him, it's different with every person. Yeah, stop it. Nick Kyrgios this week doing something good for the people out there. A drunk couple in Canberra were helping a lady whose car had broken down. All of a sudden, a car pulled up they described as a mini Batmobile, all in black, all shiny. Out jumps Nick Kyrgios and helps this couple push this car home all the way. What a hero move. You ever help someone push a car home, Reece?
No, I haven't. I helped a lady with a trolley full of groceries the other day, but
that's nice.
I don't see myself pushing a car too far.
What about a cat out of a tree or a piano from a burning building? Have you done any of those things?
Yeah, I have. I've done both of them.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah,
well, there's an Order of Australia in that for you.
What a hero.
And speaking of cars, there's a fantastic announcement. There's $1 million go-karting facility being installed in Kingston, Tasmania.
Now we're talking.
It will be a Super Mario Kart course. The game will come to life.
Right.
There'll be real bananas and mushrooms thrown onto the course. Good luck with that.
No turtles will be hurt in the making of this race course. I like it. Would you guys do a Mario Kart race course?
Yeah, definitely. I'll tell you what. Bananas on the road are scary.
Yeah.
I've come across it once before. I was riding my mate's scooter.
Yeah.
And there was a banana peel in front of me, and I was too scared to drive over it, so I went around it because I thought I was going to spin out.
You'll be good on the course. Reece and Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a terrific week for the Bulldogs. Enjoy the football for the rest of the weekend, everybody. You're on the Weekend Legends Triple M.
The Weekend Legends on Triple M.